This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. It was 5 years ago at the beginning of August when a gunman walked into the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin in Oak Creek and killed 6 congregants and injured others. It was one of the worst religious hate crimes carried out in this country, but it also brought many disparate parts of Milwaukee together in support of the Sikh community.
Commemorations of the anniversary are planned over the next 2 weekends. Leaders of the Sikh Temple are planning a major observance on August 6th, but people of other faiths and in the secular community will mark the anniversary as well. Jim Santel was the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin at the time of the shooting. He no longer holds public office, but he's playing a major role in planning the observances, and he joins us now. Welcome back to the program.
Mitch, I'm delighted to be with you again today.
And let's just start with maybe an obvious question. Why is it important for you in the position you're in or the former position you were in for you to be so closely involved in helping plan the observances surrounding the fifth anniversary?
You hit it right on the head. In my former position, of course, I was the U.S. attorney here in eastern Wisconsin. And on August 5th of 2012, when the violence happened at the Gurdwara with the FBI, the U.S. Department of Justice was, of course, immediately with other law enforcement involved in the investigation of what happened. That began what has been for me and for many others in this community a 5-year time of engagement and association and friendship and wonderful involvement with the Sikh community. And that has included not only in finishing that investigation and providing the community and the Sikh community with the results of it, but also working with the survivor families, working with the community generally, addressing education issues so that the community knows more about what the Sikh faith is all about, and also bringing some not only remembrance but also some commissioning to the future about what that event back in August meant. So today and in the weeks and days that follow here, we not only think back about those times but also think forward. And for me and for many other people, this has been and remains a time of great association, great, again, reflection on what happened, but also a recommissioning for what we should be about as a community, not only in civil rights, but also about our fellowship with our fellow women and men.
Do you think of your involvement in this work as someone who's doing this as an attorney, or is it kind of a bigger picture than that?
There's no doubt that we bring to all of these kinds of experiences all that we are, and certainly part of it is the fact that I'm a lawyer and have been and continue to be, and my previous association with the wonderful Department of Justice, that plainly animates a lot of this, as I just indicated. But beyond that, this experience of being with the Sikh community, both in the state and nationwide, involved with wonderful groups like the Sikh Coalition, SALDEF, and Sikhs United nationally, has become a part of me, frankly. And because of that association, my involvement to this day, including the commemoration of the near future here, is beyond just being an attorney. It's being a part of the community, being friends, and being affiliated with these wonderful folks here in our community who have suffered, but also who are representatives of a tremendous, not only historical faith community, but also a part of our living heritage for what we should be as Americans.
Part of being a human being.
Exactly. That's precisely it. And no one can visit the Sikh Gurdwara in Oak Creek without having that very strong sense of just that, the humanity and the personality that everyone brings to our affiliations and our friendships there.
As you mentioned, you were the U.S. attorney when these horrible events took place in August of 2012. Does anything, you know, you had been in some situations where you were in dangerous places before. Obviously, there were difficult cases in the past. And at the same time, does anything prepare you for what happens when a mass shooting like this takes place?
I think the answer for anyone who's involved in this, whether you're law enforcement, whether you're part of the community, whether you're part of the folks who are most directly impacted by it, is no. There is something unique about these kinds of horrific violent acts that happen in America and around the world, frankly, that one cannot prepare for. And so you hope to bring to not only the investigation, but also the support for the community and the civil rights rights things that you address, all of the insight and perspective, and as you said before, the humanity that you bring to all of the work and the activities that you've done before. There is a certain part of this that should not be scripted, should not be anticipated, should not be planned for, because, again, all of these things happen without scripts and without plans, and the need is always simply to respond as a human being as best you can to what the needs are of the community, but also to what the expectations are for what we should be doing down the road.
We should mention that we had hoped that there would be some members of the local Sikh community who would join you this morning. The scheduling conflicts prevented that from happening. But let me ask you, as an outsider, someone who came into the Sikh community through your work as U.S. attorney and who has stayed with the Sikh community in the years since, how has your involvement in this work changed you?
It has changed me profoundly, and I so appreciate that question. I am among a number of people who will tell you candidly that I was embarrassed to say that although I was much aware of the Sikh faith and the fact that there are Sikh gurdwaras here in Wisconsin, most notably in Oak Creek and Brookfield, I had never stepped foot in a Sikh gurdwara. I had spent a little bit of time in India many years ago and also had a familiarity with the religion generally, but had not associated with the faith community here in southeastern Wisconsin. And so the change is not only an informational and educational change to find out more about what the great, wonderful history of this 500-year-old religion is all about, to learn candidly that much of what Sikhism is all about is also what Judaism about, and Christianity and Islam and all the other great religions of the world are also about. It's about service. It's about caring. It's about work. It's about ethics. And it's about this transcendent optimism that animates all that the Sikh faith is all about. That has been a source of great educational insight for me. And it also has been, as I indicated before, this wonderful new for me affiliation with a people that I suspect that absent this horrific event in August, I probably would not have been associated with. I'm not proud of that necessarily, but it's just the way that life sometimes proceeds, that out of some very uncomfortable and unhappy situations, some good relationships happen, and one individually and as a collective community, we become better and stronger and brighter people.
What would you hope that the community at large gets from this five-year commemoration?
There certainly is a need for all of us to remember what happened. And that doesn't necessarily have to be in the graphic detail of what Michael Page did that morning, that bright sunny morning, to disrupt the beautiful teaching and religiosity of the temple that morning. But there does need to be a recognition, of course, that something terrible happened here and that this remains to this day one of the three most significant faith-related civil rights events in contemporary American history, the other one being the Birmingham bombing and also more recently in Charleston. This is one of those as well. And so we need to think back on that and know our history because it is good to remember and good to think back. That is not enough. It also requires us to go forward from that and use that information, use that knowledge to ensure to the extent we can that the hate that animates those kinds of events, whether it's here, in other places around the country, around the world, is not only addressed but pushed back in a very significant way, that we do everything we possibly can to educate not just our young people but our adults about the importance of diversity and the good things that come from embracing people who are different from who we are. So the message of this is not just what happened, but also to ensure this doesn't happen again, we need to appreciate the diversity of all of humanity and know that those folks are part of us. We're all together. And that's also one of the themes of the upcoming observance.
Should we think of the victims of the Sikh temple shooting as martyrs?
I think the answer is yes and no. We talk about them certainly as being martyrs because that sense of martyrdom conveys that something tremendously important, if horrific and terrible, happened, and that their lives were not lost with no meaning. We should think of them as martyrs, but we should also think of them as people who should be instructors of all of us, that in their deaths there is meaning, that in their loss and their absence from us, we are stronger and we grow better for all the reasons that we've talked about. And that when one looks at their pictures, which are so very wonderfully and prominently displayed, not only the Sikudwari in Oak Creek, but other places, you think about them, but you also think about what their potential would have been and the potential that we all have, the obligation we now have, all of us, to ensure that their potential is continued with their children, with other people who look at them and see martyred people, but also people who can provide inspiration for the future.
They of course, did not think that they were taking a stand just by being there that morning.
They certainly did not. There is certainly an indication that Satvan Kaleka, who was the leader of the temple there, may have himself engaged in a physical fight with Michael Page that morning to try to prevent, and probably did prevent, as did some law enforcement who responded quickly and very effectively, Brian Murphy and Sam Linda and others preventing some of that. But none of them anticipated that morning at 10:15 that they would be involved in something like this, that their lives would go on as they should have gone on without this kind of horrific interruption. Their deaths, however, are not meaningless, and their deaths are meaningful not only to the congregation of six, but to all people of faith, people who are not affiliated with a faith community, and most importantly, that they are symbols now for our civil rights history in America.
It does seem significant that observances are going on not just at the Sikh temple, but in other places of worship around the community.
That's absolutely significant, and it is fair to say that when the community gathers not just on August 4th and 5th and 6th for this coming weekend of observance and commemoration, that there will be religious institutions around the community, around the country, the state, around the world that will also be looking back to Oak Creek and remembering and thinking forward to the future. That includes our Christian friends, our Muslim friends, our Jewish friends, Hindus, Buddhists, members of the Jain faith. Everyone who is out there will be looking to this time and saying, not only is this a reason for remembrance, but also acknowledging that we are all one again, and that regardless of the way that we practice faith, all of these religions embrace and think about the same God and think about the same fundamental teachings. There's a wonderful, a religious scripture, which is the Granth Sahib, which is read during this coming commemoration weekend from start to finish. It is chocked full of the same kind of language and the same kind of stories and poetry and songs that one would find in the Torah and the Quran and the Bible and all the other great writings of the religious institutions of our world. It is, I hesitate to say this because I suspect theologians might disagree with me, but it is all much the same. And it's all, as I said, about service and about enjoying each other's company and about working together. That's what binds all these religions, and that's the thing that will bind all of them when together on August 4th and 5th and 6th, they think about and come together to commemorate what happened in Oak Creek.
Jim Santel, thank you very much.
Mitch, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to joining you and others here in the community for this wonderful time of commemoration and thought.
Jim Santel was formerly the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. He's among those helping to organize commemorations of the fifth anniversary of the shooting at the Sikh Temple of Wisconsin in Oak Creek. You'll find more information at WUWM.com. We should again note that we invited Sikh leaders to participate in our interview, but scheduling conflicts prevented it.